Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Live Lab. Why are you so extra?
No extra, extra. Read all the vibes.
Today's over, okay?
Oh my gosh. Thank God Pride is over. My pride went out the window that
night.
I think
you're still hungover.
Yes.
Your pride went out the window? Why?
My pride went out the window, dude.
What happened?
I was fucking the lead.
You fucking dip. Who are you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, Pride was a success. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I had the most funnest time ever. Met so many cool people, so many cool gays, everyone. It was just such a great day.
Did you kiss anybody?
I did.
Ooh, who'd you kiss? Never mind. I think you told me. Who was it?
The older daddy.
Sugar daddy! Are you going to let him be your sugar daddy or no? Why?
I don't know. First of all, he hasn't texted me, so I'm just like, I don't know about that, but... I don't know. The next morning, I kind of felt cringe, not gonna lie.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I was like, you know, when you like reminisce through your night or your day, like, I reminisced his face and I'm just like, was he that cute or not? And I'm just like, I don't know. And I kind of cringed a bit. I'm just like, I don't think he should text me. And he hasn't. So, yeah.
What if he just wants to talk to you and he wants to send you money? A lot of people do
then,
that.
I need some bills paid, so I can for sure do that.
Yeah, do it. Wow. Well, I'm glad you had a great Pride
week. It was great.
Night.
These hangovers, I just don't know. I don't know what the solution is, because like the older I get, the worse they fucking are.
I think we need to take emergency before we drink.
Maybe. Something if there's like any that. Tips or tricks out there, like honestly, let me know, because I'm about to... quit, but I don't want to quit. I don't know. I think I have to be more responsible. I think I am responsible though, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I am all over the place. Like, I just don't know.
I just don't know.
But yes, it was definitely a fucking 2-day hangover, but I did feel really good after the gym today when you worked out. I was like,
oh my God, yes.
Released these toxins out of my body.
Thanks for taking me to that amazing gym, by the way, with all those fucking honeys. Holy.
There are some cute guys there today.
There's some fine ass white men there. I was like, damn. I'm in heaven.
It's never that busy though. I feel like the men just knew you were coming.
I know. Like
Shane is
coming
to town. Let's go.
They're so hot. I fucking won.
Were you?
Yeah. But we made eye contact like 3-4 times.
I love that. I love gymming with you.
Yeah. Me too. Great workout. Thanks for being my gym workout buddy.
Speaking of eye candy, we have like a fun topic. But before we get into topic, actually, I have been... Okay, so I don't have a DM from Shayna, but I was at work today.
Sorry, I didn't have time to look for one.
I was on Twitter and... man, this girl's tweets are just the best. So I was scrolling. I'm like, which one can I choose today to talk about? And there was one that just like turned my head. I'm just like, girl, I need to ask you 30 questions about this. 100 questions. I don't even know. So, and this depends if you're comfortable talking about this. I don't even give a fuck if you're comfortable talking about this. You're going to talk about this because I need to know the freaking details.
You know
details.
I'll talk about it all.
Okay. So in one of Shayna's tweets, she says this. Okay. She says, my ex turned 30, so I called him today asking me what birthday sex and added some shit in. The typical no went to a maybe. So I want to know, because here's the thing. Obviously, me and Shane talk all the time, every day, all day. And this bitch wanted to get into the ex's pants. So 2 weeks ago, it was a hard no. He was literally like, no, right?
No.
He's like, hard no.
I was shocked.
But
I was
then
like,
what changed? What the fuck did your whole ass do? I want to know, because this tweet was today. So I had no time to talk to her about this. And I don't want to talk to her about it, because I'm like, I'm going to do the podcast. And then I was just like, how the fuck did it go from... because it was a hard no.
It was a hard no for so long.
So
I
how
did
it
to
a maybe?
Okay, so this is what happened.
Okay, tell me.
Do you remember I showed you that nude yesterday?
It wasn't a nude.
It was a video. I sent him that video.
Oh,
yeah.
My
so I sent him that video, God. And then I was like, hey, did you watch it? I was like, hey, did you watch it? Because like, he literally ignores me a lot too, right? And I'm like, but I know he wants his pussy. So I was like, I know he misses this, and I know he's not getting any. He was like, you know, anyways, I just know. He told me anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I sent him the video, and then I was like, hey, did you watch it? He's like, no, I was with a bunch of dudes and really busy at work. I was like, whatever. Then after, I called him. When you were inside, when we got over to the gym,
what?
Like, I'm going to call this bitch. I'm like,
you're on
I
a
want
mission.
It. Yeah, I'm on a mission. I want to get fucked, but I don't want to get fucked by anyone. Like, I just can't. I want to get fucked by him or like someone I really like. Anyways, so I called him, and I was like, hey, did you watch the video? He's like, yeah. I was like, did you like it? He's like, sneakily. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. Like, he's like so tired. He had like a 12-hour day or whatever. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you think we can hang out soon? He's like, maybe. I was like, oh, really? He's like, I don't know. We'll see. And then I just started saying a bunch of shit to him. I don't know if I can say it.
Can you give an example, please?
Okay, so I basically was like,
say it, bitch. Say it.
I just basically said, I was like, please, like, I really want to fuck you. It's been so long, but you know, like, no strings
you
attached,
said
no emotion. Yeah. And
what did you say?
Like, I get to relax. Okay. And then he just like giggled a little. And I was like, oh, he giggled. Like, that's a good sign. So I just kept going. So I was like, please. So I was like, I know you miss me sucking your dick. I know you miss me giving you head. Wow. I was like, because I made him come like hard and quick too.
Yeah.
Like, he came.
Like a 2-minute buster.
Literally, I could give him like my amazing head game. He would come in a couple minutes every time, but sometimes he would hold it. Like, he's like, I don't want to come, I just want to hold it. He'd be like, and I'm like, no, please, like, I'm tired now. Anyways, but I just said, yeah, I was like, please, I know you miss you spitting all over that cock. Like, please just let me come over, or let's just go on a getaway, like a one night getaway. I was like, you know, we don't have those like those feelings and those emotions anymore. But I don't know about him, because I think that's why for him. He's like, I don't know about sex. He's like, but we'll see. And I was like, really? We'll see. I was like, I'm going to give you 24 hours to decide, like, figure it out, because I'm fucking tired of begging. I was like, I'm literally only begging you because I want it so bad from you. But it's okay. If you want to say a hard no, then it's a hard no. Yeah. But and he said, we'll see again. He's like, maybe. I was like, oh, really?
Wow. Oh my God, okay. Your eyes just lit up. Your eyes just lit up. You're like,
so
wait, what?
Pussy. And I was like, okay, I'll reconnect with you in 24 hours.
You're on the prowl.
Yeah. I said some other dirty shit, but I can't remember. Anyways, next.
Okay. So, okay, you need to let us know if you get it in, though.
Yeah, I
you
will.
You cannot
for
let
sure.
us go hanging, like, because I need to know if this mission is complete.
Oh, just thinking about it gets me so hot.
And
literally,
this video,
I get heated.
Okay.
It was
if
a hot video,
I
right?
were to get that video, bitch, I don't even fucking know.
My dog's pissing me off. Sorry. Distracted. Yeah, the video was great, eh?
It was good.
I didn't think I'd show it to you, but I showed it to you.
Yeah, we're besties.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Don't ever tell anyone about it.
No. I mean,
I'm kidding.
No,
everyone knows
no,
now.
No, never. I would never. It was a hot video. I'm just saying, like,
I'm kidding. I don't give a
one
shit.
Best friend to another. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I need
okay.
your advice. I know.
I love it.
How was life?
I was so hungover yesterday because I came to Shana's house and we were supposed to record this episode yesterday, but I was literally hashtag dead, like literally dead. And then she showed me that video and my hangover literally went away instantly. I was like, wait,
so
what?
Hard.
I was laughing. I was fucking like jumping on the bed for a cheer. I'm just like,
it was
you're
so funny.
Fucking
I recorded
idol.
It.
I literally looked into her
I
eyes.
I should post the
like,
video on Twitter.
No.
Yeah, you look so funny.
Oh, I thought you better have your video. No. What?
No way.
I mean, you can.
No.
Only fans. I don't know. That shit will make you fucking bang.
Yeah, but my face is in it.
It's okay. You
like, whose pussy is that?
Our friendship went to a whole other level yesterday.
Yeah,
I
don't care.
I
don't care.
It doesn't matter. I mean, didn't do, but you know,
so funny.
Speaking
love
of
it.
Pussy, speaking of dick, speaking of lips, speaking of what, I don't even fucking know. We are gonna talk about sex.
Yes.
We always talk about sex, but we're gonna get into deeper.
Yeah,
we're gonna go into some like tips and tricks. We're gonna go into. We're gonna share like an embarrassing story during sex. We're gonna play this little cute game of like,
cute
how
game?
Should you?
Cute game
is cute.
Okay.
And then that's about it. We're gonna maybe keep this one short and cute and sweet because we just want to have fun with this one. So let's get right into it. Okay, Shane, I want to ask you a question.
What?
I'm asking you so many questions today.
Yeah, it's okay. Ask.
I love it because you always talk about your head game strong. I want all of your fucking tips and tricks and wiggles, woggles, twoggles with your tongue of yours. It's like 9,000. For you, I think it was like the 10,000s. But you, from beginning to end, tell me how to suck a good fucking dick. And go. The floor is fucking yours.
Mentally preparing myself because I literally was not prepared for this. But, I mean, I know how I do it. And you know what? This might turn some of you on, which is okay. I mean, I'm here for it. But yeah. Anyways. Okay. So head game strong. Head game strong. Head game strong. Okay.
Beginning to end.
Beginning to end. Okay.
Beginning to end. Detail after detail. Inch after inch.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. So in the beginning, like obviously, you know, we're like kissing or whatever, and I'm working my way down, like kissing you in your chest and going all the way down to your cock.
Yeah.
I just start kissing the head first.
Okay.
So I'm kissing the head first.
So you're looking at the head.
Yeah. So this is how you do it, ladies. Okay. So you're like looking at it and you're just kissing it and saying, wow, your cock is like, if it's nice, or you could lie too. Yeah. I lie a lot when I'm, you know, doing it. Not like from like, an, you know, anyways. Okay. Listen. So yeah, give, like, look at it. Make eye contact with him too. Make eye contact. Oh, okay. Eye contact is hot. So make eye contact. But kiss their head and kiss down the shaft. Like work your way down and kiss the shaft. And then kiss his balls. And then like don't start licking it yet. Like tease the fuck out of him by kissing it. Mm-hmm. Like this is what I would do to my ex too. And like some other guys I was fuck buddies with. And they just like end up shoving my head and my throat in my mouth. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm done.
Relax.
Right? No, it's okay. Like I told him I like it rough. So it's fine. Anyways, but yeah, so you got to kiss it. And then you start like licking the tip a little bit. Licking down the shaft straight to the balls. Like licking it a little bit. Like just the tip of your tongue.
Just the tip.
Like using the tip of your tongue. Yeah. Okay. And the entire time, make sure one hand is on the cock. So you're always going to hold the cock with one hand and you're going to like stroke a little bit too, right? Anyways, I'm going to tell you start 10. Sorry, I was like getting distracted by thinking about what else you got to do. But anyways, so yeah, so that's what you're doing. You're going to be kissing it and then you're going to start licking a little bit with the tip of your tongue. Then you're going to start sucking the head, like literally sucking it, just the head though, like just the head. And then when you put your mouth on top of the head, put your mouth on top of the head. Sorry, just thinking about it, right? Visualizing it too. And just put your mouth and cover it with your mouth, but with your tongue, like flick it with your tongue. So I keep licking with your tongue. They love that, they fucking go wild over that shit. Yeah, so do that. And then after that, then just slowly start going down with it, like slowly start sucking it,
yeah,
but using your hand and stroking your hand like both ways, like the opposite ways while you're sucking. Like while you're sucking, just like keep stroking your, if you're using, okay, I'm gonna get to that part, we're using, when you're using both hands, and I'm saying go opposite ways,
yeah,
like, you know, you're stroking with both hands, right, opposite way. But anyways, use one hand first at this time. And then while you're giving him head, you're gonna, like, you're starting to suck it, and then you're gonna go down, suck his balls, like make sure you take care of the balls too. Don't forget about
that. The balls are so important.
They're so important. So you have to make sure you take care of them.
And they're so fun when they're in your mouth.
Yeah. But I remember the last guy, the last fuck buddy in Calgary, you know, the one I was, he got like so like squirmy whenever I sucked his balls. It was so funny. I was like, well, you're really like sensitive. Yeah, like so squirmy. Like he just couldn't.
Oh, shit. Maybe sensitive?
Yeah. Ticklish? But his balls are nice and dick was big. So anyways, ticklish, I don't know, whatever, whatever it was. So every single time, like all the times we fucked that week. But anyways, so back to how we go. Sorry, I have ADHD, so like my mind is like racing. So you're sucking it. What part did we get to? You're sucking
it.
You're
at the balls part.
Yeah, so you're sucking the balls at the same time with one hand. And then you just start going hard after, like, you know, like teasing it for like a couple, 2 to 3 minutes. You're teasing it, you know, like doing all that. Then you start going hard, like sucking, like deep throating it. But you're using your one hand. But then you're going to put in your other hand in there. You're going to gluck, gluck. What is it called?
Gluck 9000.
Gluck, gluck 9000. I don't even know what it is. But you're pretty much doing that. Like, I learned from them. I listened to those bitches' podcasts. I fucking love Alexandra Cooper. And she talked about it. Sorry, I had to burp.
It's okay. It's not a podcast without a burp.
I moved away. I don't know why. No, anyways,
next time we need it.
Yeah, sorry. I'll give it to you guys. Anyways, so yeah. So you use both hands and you're going down and you're sucking the fucking shit out of that cock. Like you're like giving him.
Making it nice and wet.
Yeah, making it nice and wet. You take it out of your mouth and you're going to fucking slap it against your face. You're going to rub it all over your face. So it's like sloppy. Like you're going to spit on it. Okay, so you're going to spit on it. Just at some points while you're sucking, you're going to stop. You're going to rub it in your face. And you're going to spit on it. Then you're going to keep, after you spit on it, go back and start sucking it. Like you go back and start sucking it. And then you ask, you talk dirty too. And like you moan and you just ask him like,
what are some things you say in bed?
I think I say like, do you, it's like, do you like it? I was like,
yeah,
I can't remember. Like, yeah.
I like saying things like, do you like when that cocks in my mouth?
Or I like you taste fucking delicious.
Yeah, or you taste so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so you're just like spinning on it, you're slapping all over your face, and then like, so you're going fast and then slow at sometimes. Uh-huh. Like fast and slow. Sometimes I'll like, it depends. Sometimes they'll like wanna like face fuck me, so they'll like stand up, or we're already standing up, or I'm on my knees or whatever it is. But I like getting face fucks. I like it. It's hot. and then you're doing it, like it depends how fast they're gonna come, but literally you need to use both hands. Like it's very important to use both hands and give him head, and when you're sucking it, and like vacuum seal suck it. Do you know what vacuum seal sucking is? You do, right?
Like when you go like
you're literally like sucking the life out of it.
Like, keep sucking it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, keep sucking it. And then, like, stop for a bit. And, like, because, like, sometimes I get tired. I need a break. Like, fuck, I'm not going to keep sucking it. Like, yeah. How am I going to breathe? Yeah. So I'm like, I need to breathe. I'm going to stop. And then I'll be, like, looking at him. He's, like, loving it. Like, it doesn't matter
sometimes
who it is.
My head game's strong. Does your jaw hurt sometimes?
Obviously, yeah. Sometimes, like, you need to calm. Like, I can't keep going. I'm like, 15 minutes, bitch. Like, fuck. But you know what? That's the thing. Sometimes I, like, for me, like, it takes me a long time to come anyways, and a guy eats me out, like, it's very hard, right? So it doesn't, like, a lot of time, it just won't happen. But anyways, so yeah, so you just have to just keep taking care of the, just use both hands, take care of the balls, like, spin on it, slap on it, like, do that some points, and then just, like, keep going, like, keep, like, it depends what they like. Sometimes they'll, like, tell me, like, oh, like, lick the shaft, or, like, you know, like, suck my balls.
That's my fucking favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much what I do. Like, you just have to make sure you're spinning on it, you're sucking on it, using both hands, opposite directions. Don't forget that, but ladies, and eye contact. Make eye contact. Ask him if he's enjoying it. Do you like it? Do you love your cock in my mouth? Like, say shit like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope you bitches are fucking taking notes.
Yeah, and also, like, I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to, but you got to take it down to their ass, because guys like that. If they're down with it, you got to take your mouth down to their ass. And eat their ass.
Butt play is a thing.
My dog went to sleep. Sorry. But yeah.
Henry heard you talking about sucking dick, and he's probably like, yeah, he's probably "Mommy, like, this is gross."
Yeah, he passed out. Finally, he gave me a headache all day. Literally, a headache. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So those are the tricks of head game strong.
Yeah.
Head game fucking strong.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about what else. I mean, in between sex, I suck their dick too.
Yeah.
Like, let me taste myself all over you, because I taste fucking great.
Oh, wow. Love that.
But yeah, no, that's how you give great head.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss it. Oh, it's my been a gosh. Minute.
I definitely have taken notes from that. I've actually used some of Shayna's tricks in bed while sucking dick, and they do work for sure.
You think about me when you give head, right?
Yeah. So fucking weird.
So
like,
funny.
Not sexually, but like, yeah. Shayna's face does pop up where I'm like, oh my God, this is what Shayna taught me. And then I'm like, why is Shayna's face in my head? Like, cannot. I go back into it.
Because sometimes I'm sucking dick,
like, my mind just goes to different places and I have to like go back into it. But those tips do work, especially like the teasing part. Definitely that, because they're fucking dying. They're like, hurry up and just put it all in your mouth. Yeah. You know? That I've taken. Definitely making it nice and wet, because that makes it so enjoyable. Like, one of my friends recently sucked dick for the first time, and she didn't enjoy it. And I was like, okay, like, tell me why. Like, what happened? And it was only a couple minutes, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why did it only last 2 minutes? But I get it. So it was her first time ever sucking dick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why.
And she's like, it was just so, like, first of all, it was really big dick, which was nice. But it was, she's like, it felt really dry. And I'm like, oh, did you, like, spit on it? Did you make it nice and wet and stuff? Because, like, I've, like, sucked dick without spitting on it. I remember not being enjoyable. Like, it was not as fun, because it needs to be, like, slopping a little bit more fun, right?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I didn't. So I'm like, okay, that's obviously like a tip. Like, make sure it's like wet, enjoyable. Like, I love hearing that noise. You know, when you're like, when you're getting head or you're giving head, and it does like that, that noise. That's what I know.
Oh, yeah, I love to make noises.
I love that noise. When
that's
you
what
hear that
add.
Noise.
Make sure you make the noises. Yeah.
That fucking noise. Like,
yeah. Like, it's like it's struggle and you're like loving it, but you're loving the struggle, you know? Yeah. Like, keep sucking the shit, get it sloppy, wet, spit on it, sloppy, slap it on your face.
And I like how you also mentioned taking it fast and slow. I hate it when I get head. That if they're like, if it's one constant speed, if it's like fast, all the time, that, it's just like, I won't get off at all. Like, I like it, but like, I won't come from that. But if they go like nice and slow, oh, there's the burp.
Sorry. Excuse me.
But if they go nice and slow on the shaft, especially when looking into your fucking eyes.
Yeah, they
eyes,
love the shaft.
Oh my God.
So that's what you do?
Yeah, I love, like, the eye contact thing is very important.
Very important.
I think just so that they know how much you're fucking enjoying it. Like, I think there's, like, that thought process, like, oh, you really like sucking my dick right now. Okay, you
exactly.
Keep going.
Exactly. You know. Like, you know. God damn, I'm proud of you.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
So
wow.
Proud of myself. That was a bad cheer. That was like a low volume. Let's do it again.
Was it?
But it's also awkward because it's kids cheering, and I think that's inappropriate.
Okay, yeah, turn that shit off.
Oh my God. But, okay, tips on head game strong. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have, like, remember I was telling you about this? I'm still exploring, like, bed stuff.
Yeah.
But I think my number one tip and trick or tip mainly that I can give is confidence in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I think like
yes,
what I notice, what I enjoy, and I notice is about like partners that I've been with, is that when you tell them what you want or how you want it done,
yeah,
it is so attractive because you get this sense of control. It's like, oh, okay, you want it that way, I'll fucking give it to you that way. And that's what makes it so much harder. Like,
yes, I agree.
I remember when I was seeing, or like I had this guy that I was hooking up with or whatever, and then he took notes. Like, he's like, oh, what's like your biggest fantasies? I was like, oh, like I've always wanted to be blindfolded and like handcuffed and stuff.
Anxiety
and then,
for me.
And then like the next day, he showed up with handcuffs.
No way.
Blindfolds. Yeah. And I was just like, Who's this? You listen. This was psycho.
Oh, okay. But,
you know, and he brought those things and I'm just like, oh, fuck. And we tried to explore it, but it was really attractive because I'm just like, oh, okay. Clearly guys like, or girls or whoever in between, whoever, they like to be told what they like and what to do. And yes, like, I feel like this is important to do because like you can't read each other's minds. Like you need to communicate those needs. So then you fucking know like what you want in fucking bed, because
Straight,
it's bed. It's supposed to be enjoyable. You're supposed to have like that. Like, you know, like if you want it dirty, fucking do it up.
Yeah.
If you
for
want
real.
It like just normal, basic white vanilla sex, then have basic white vanilla sex. But like, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be choked like
say
a hoe
it.
And
yeah,
you want to gag and you want to be slapped around and you want a fucking swing in your bed,
yeah,
then go
literally
fucking buy that swing. There's $600. Right? I looked at it, but go fucking do it.
You looked at it? I fucking love you. Where are we going to put it?
I saw it at a Taboo shop one time.
Yeah.
Like, when I went like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
With my ex team leader. Like, yeah, at my old job. She's like the 60-year-old girl, but she's your girl, woman.
Yeah.
But she's so freaky. I fucking love her.
I fucking love
it. She always went
to
the sex store and I went with her when I first started.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. It was like the best thing I've ever been to. It was so cool. Like, it was like there's so many things around sex that like I
wasn't
aware of.
It was a kind of store?
It was like a taboo like a convention. It was a fucking convention.
Oh yeah, they have those. I want to go to one.
You know where the stampede happens?
Yeah.
That entire convention center was just like,
that's so
sex toys.
Cool.
And like there was a section where you can be tied up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like a dungeon piece and you can be like tied up. Like they'll teach you
holy
how to be
shit
tied up. And there was this one girl, like, which you would fucking do so good. And one girl was on stage showing how to give a good blowjob.
Oh my
and
God.
People were literally sitting down with their notepad and pants and taking notes.
Dude.
And I was like, whoa.
Okay. I think remember that girl I lived, the roommate who stole from me? Bitch, I almost killed.
Oh
yeah. By the fearless. I'm gonna murder you. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I did threaten her though. Anyways, so she used to go with her boyfriend to these like these things, like these sex shows, and like they'd have like orgies of the people, but they're like they'll teach you how to do things and like watch or record or whatever. I don't know. And I was like, damn. She asked me to go one time. I was like, no, I was shy at that time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Right?
So, we should go to one.
We should go to one, honestly, because I want to I'm going to be freaky till I fucking die.
Yeah.
So I need to find someone who's horny as fuck like me, who's fun.
When you're in a wheelchair, like, still fuck me. Still fuck me.
Honey, please fuck me.
Roll me over.
Just roll me over. We're fucked.
But yo, I'm gonna have sex until I can no longer have boners.
Same.
That's what I've decided.
Just pop some Viagra.
Love it. Love it. Okay, tips and tricks. I don't know. I feel like I'm really good at eating ass.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Like, how do you eat ass? Tell me. I need to know because I'm gonna eat someone's ass soon.
Okay. You need to just look at it. Just kidding. No, you do though. No, I don't know. I personally, I love eating ass. It's actually a huge turn on for me. I think I like eating ass more than I do like sucking dick.
Damn.
Like I notice myself getting like really like amplified from it.
That's so
I don't
know.
I feel like it's because like in so many, not so many ways, because we think in our head like, ew, it's eating ass. That's so gross. I was one
of those
people. I think
everybody eats ass now.
But it is, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's pleasurable because I like getting it done too.
Yeah.
So the way I do it is like I always start with sucking their dick first. So like, you know, I take your tips and tricks, do my own thing. But then what I do is I kind of test them because it's not for everyone, right? So you kind of have to test them. But I'm fucking gay. All gays like they're getting their fucking asses eaten. So there was not an issue there. But because I would slowly work my way down like to where their ass is. However, obviously, I always make sure that it's fucking clean. Like, I just don't go ahead and like, oh,
that's what scares me. Like, what if they're not clean?
Yeah. You always have to check it out. And you can easily do that, guys. When you go lower and lower, you can literally take a waft of it. Like, like take a fucking.
Okay, so I got a Civic. Right. Got it.
Like a fucking hound dog looking for evidence or something.
I'm fucking dead.
Look for the smell. So like, in my experiences, all the time, I haven't had an experience where I'm just like, ooh, that smells bad. Like it was like, if I had that, that means I just wouldn't do it. Cause right. I'm like, no, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let my partner know like, oh, they're stinky or something. I'm like, oh, I'm just not going to fucking put my tongue up your butt, which is fine. So then if it's all good in the clear, if it's like, okay, good, we're in the clear, let's go.
Yeah.
I will, similar to your head trip.
Yeah.
Head tip. I would like tease it a little bit with my tongue. Tease it. I don't want to see how much they enjoy it. 99% of the time they're fucking enjoying it because like, holy, this is new, it feels good. So then it's like, okay, once I get that little check mark, like, okay, ding, they like it,
yeah,
then I go in hard. So then I
like, how do you go hard? Tell
I
me how.
Will like, I will like look at it, I'll fucking spit like a hog of spit and the
you huck one yeah. out, holy fuck,
like I fucking spit in it and then like I will take one lick like
right now.
Oh my god, my mom and dad. Okay, thank
I pray
god,
to god no one in my family no, hears this. No, I'll no. be fucking mortified.
But I will just take one lick and then I will just like lick it slowly, just like I'm just enjoying it, you know.
Yeah.
And then like I will take my thumb and then press it against their asshole, like press it there.
Oh, okay.
Like press it, and then they like that because it's like, you know.
Do you rub it?
Just rub it, yeah. Rub
wow.
it.
Wow.
And then once I get that sense.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm just
once
kidding.
I get that sense, they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I kind of slip a little finger in there, just the tip of it, but yeah. I press it like down because I think that's where their prostate is.
Yeah.
And that's when they fucking die.
Like
and
wild.
Then I'll lick it at the same time. Wow. I'll just lick it at the same time. Just like pussy. You know when you get like fingered in and you're getting eaten out? Because girls like that a lot,
Yeah, you have
right?
to put your fingers when you eat me out.
Yeah, and then like then when you're eating out. So God, same thing so with hot. That. And then I'll just like keep going. And then, but then what I do is like, I flip them over because like doggy style.
Damn.
Yeah, like slap their ass a bit. And then just like, you know, if they want it in, they want it in. If I decide to be a top that day. But it's a huge turn on because guys just love it. And like, in my opinion, for me, it doesn't matter if you're hairy or not either. I personally do like hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like not like bush the fuck up where I can't see your asshole and all like that. But if for a little bit of hair, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
So just like, but I think for that, you have to be able to enjoy it. You can't just like, because it's such a, that's an area, right?
Yeah,
like you
definitely.
Fucking shit out of there, fart out of there, sweat out of there. Like, but.
I don't know if I'll enjoy it.
Be open to it.
Yeah, I want to try it though.
Be open to it. You should eat ass. If you
remember that, what's his face asked me, the hockey dude in Edmonton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember he asked me and I was like, no. And
is
now
this
I'm
the
like,
guy that you thought was gay? That guy?
No. What's his face? From Edmonton.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and like he wanted me to like eat his ass and like and he wanted me to do it in like that position, like doggy, and I was like, no, like ew, like that's so like weird. And now I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Not with him, but yeah.
That is hilarious.
Wow, Kevin, you're really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Those are some good tips and tricks because I really didn't know, like, because I was just like, oh, I'm just gonna go there and lick it. Yeah. But like I'm gonna do all of those things.
We're learning from each other. We're wise people.
I have 1 month, I'm gonna nervous. Gain some confidence. I'm kidding. I'm very confident in bed, but when it comes to like doing something I haven't tried, like I'll be like confident when I try it, and I'll try it, but we'll see how it goes.
Just
I'm just gonna tell
him,
like, tell me what to do. Yeah, I'm gonna tell him, tell me what to do.
I feel like sex is like sometimes trial and error. Like you gotta try something, some things won't work. That's fine.
And everyone has different preferences, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Totally. Oh, sorry, that protein shake. I'm gonna have to burp soon.
Burp it.
That's someone.
Have you ever had? Okay, I don't even know. I was gonna ask there. So like, yeah, confidence, we've got head game strong, we've got eating ass. I think you talked about teasing. I think teasing is really important.
Very good. Yeah.
I hate it when we go straight to the point. I need to be teased. I need to like, be like, yes, I want it. Like if it goes straight to the point, it's like ugh, I can't.
Kiss my ears, suck my ear, like my neck, like all that shit. Like, whoa.
Like lick every crack.
My ex really knew how to do it. That's why I really want to fuck him because he knew how to turn me on. Like I remember when I first moved back here and I fucked him like the first week I moved back and it was fucking so good. Oh my god. And I was like, damn, I miss this. And like literally instantly I was soaking wet. My nipples were so hard. He was just teasing me just from that. He's like, holy fuck, you're so wet. I was like, did you forget how wet I get? And he was loving it. And I was like, I just, when you do that with like, when you hook up with anybody, like make sure you tease them.
Yeah.
Don't just get straight to it.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking loser.
Yeah. Fucking tease
them. Don't be lazy.
Like, and teasing can be little things like licking behind the ear or on the ear, the neck. Yeah. Those are really sweet spots.
Yes.
Or like, even like, just like before you go suck the dick, or even like a hand job, like,
yeah,
or whatever it could be, or like a girl getting fingered or licked or whatever. Like, kiss them from their head to their toes, like literally. Or like, you know, take like the tips of your fingers and like grace their body with it. Like, I love that too. Or just like on your lips and stuff.
I'm like the type of bitch, like, you know, if we're out for a dinner or something like that, like, I'm going to be like touching your dick under the table and you're rubbing it, like teasing you, telling you dirty shit in your ear while we're having dinner. That's how I am. So I like to do that. And then when we go fuck, it's fucking insane. Like, it's so much better.
Riled up, right?
Yeah, I give them like roadhead and shit. Yeah, make it wild. Yeah,
I'm a freak. That. Okay, guys, I think we're going to head into our next section, which will be like a little fun. Like, how should you? How should you do this? How should you do that? How should you shut the fuck up? I'm just kidding.
You're fucking hilarious, bitch.
Okay, so the first question, I think we already covered that. How should you give head? Mm-hmm. You already got that. Okay, so, oh, this is for you. This is for you. And then maybe you can just ask me like opposite. So
you sound like me, like ADHD. Like, this,
I know. I'm like, okay. How should you, or what is a girl like when they're getting fingered?
When you're, okay, so there's actually like men, if you don't know how to finger someone and you just like, she's not really enjoying it, or even honestly, every guy, you need to go just look it up on YouTube or wherever. Like, it's been, I've seen it.
Or girls wanting to finger other girls.
Yeah. Or even anyone. It doesn't matter. Sorry. Yeah. There's a certain way to finger someone to get them to squirt. So you can make her squirt. There's like a way, you have to put your fingers in, you have to rub this like spot there. It's like, it feels like it's kind of like ribbed. Like, there's like, oh, I don't know how to explain it.
Like, what do you like when you get fingered?
Oh, like, they have to put like, okay, so I love when a guy's long fingers, first of all, because then it helps me squirt.
Yeah.
But you really have to like, you put it in, and like when you put your fingers in, the top has to go, the tip of your fingers have to go like up and hit that spot where it's like kind of like ribbed or whatever, sorry. So it's like kind of feels like there's like it's like not rough, but I don't know how to explain it. But anyways,
okay.
Just like watch the video online. But anyways, yeah. So yeah, so you hit that spot and then you just like rub it around there and you like push on it. And that's what's going to make them squirt. Yeah, you have to push in that spot, that little spot that you feel is kind of like, there's like lines or whatever.
Okay.
So like, yeah, you just push in that spot. But like, I like when a guy's like, when they finger me, like they like really get deep in there and they just like keep going like hard, because that makes me squirt.
Okay.
So they're like going hard, but they're also like, their fingers are bent. Your fingers have to be bent, like kind of curved and hitting that spot.
Okay.
That's like how you make them squirt. Kind of like a hook. Yeah, okay. Yeah, literally. That's what I like. But I like getting like eaten out and fingered at the same time. That fucking hits the spot so good. Like, your fingers will be the opposite way, where it's like just like this way, like where they're front. So like, you know when you're like laying next to a girl, whatever, you're fingering her, or sitting on the couch, whatever, you're fingering her, so your fingers are like in that position. But instead, when you're eating her out, you're going to put it in the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like going front. Flip-floppy, yeah.
Yeah.
So the top of your fingernail basically is at the top.
Okay.
Facing up. And yeah, so do it that way, and then eat them out at the same time. Eat me out at the same time, sorry. That's, for me personally, that's how I fucking love it.
It's a finger. Okay, so there is a hook rule. Hit the top of the vag.
Yeah, when you're
inside.
Just fingering them. Yeah.
When you're getting now, make sure you finger too. Do that flip-flop motion with your fingers. And I can finger probably someone so good.
Probably. Yeah. It's not hard.
It's actually, but fun.
Everyone
doing
needs
it
to watch
when
these.
I used
like,
to hook up with girls. Like,
But like, because the thing is like, they say that everyone can squirt. Every girl can squirt. So if you want to get her to squirt, you need to watch that video on how to do it. But it's basically how I said, just curve your fingers and then
we should send a link on our Twitter.
We need to
page.
Put a link up. You're right. Yeah. I'm going to put a link up.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. Okay. Yeah. So that's a good one. How should we explore kinks or toys? How should you explore that with your partner?
I would say just kind of like maybe bring it up and ask like, or not even bring it up. Sometimes you could just surprise them. Like, that's like, for example, for me and my ex, we didn't do much of that. Like, we weren't, like, I haven't explored enough since, you know, because I've only been single for like a short time. So I would just bring it to the bedroom and surprise them. You don't even have to, like, if the toy's for yourself. If it's for them, you can ask if you want.
But if you feel like, let's say you feel like they're maybe shy, that's the only time I'm saying that you should just go ahead and bring it yourself and be like, I got a surprise, blah, 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 and then just try it. But I think it's fun and better to just surprise. You don't have to ask. Like, why the fuck would you have to ask them? Just fucking bring the toy and surprise them. If you want, you can ask them, like, hey, would you be into trying this? Or, like, should I bring this? What kind of toy would you like? You can, but I think surprising them is so much more harder.
I think surprise will be so much fun too.
Yeah, like, right?
Check in the box. Like, what are you going to get? You know?
Check in the box. What are you going to get?
Jack in the box.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess it goes back to what we always preach is communication. Like, if there are some things where you're kind of like, I don't know, but like, I want to bring it up because I want to, like, you know, bring up a toy or like a kink or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it's cool to like bring it up because like then that might encourage your partner to be like, okay, if you're thinking those things, I have these things that I want. So like, then it's like, okay, if you want to tie me up in a fucking rope, then I want to, I don't know, call you mommy in bed. I don't know. I was going to say daddy, but that's difficult.
Mommy, daddy.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, so like, it might open those like new opportunities or new ideas of like getting it. Cause I want to fucking start doing that more often.
Me too.
Like, I want to get freaky dicky wiki.
Me too.
Because there is a freaky little brain in my brain, like thing. And like, I want to explore that.
Yeah.
Like I do.
We both haven't explored enough.
Yeah. I haven't. Not at all. Not gonna lie, I haven't. Like the handcuff blindfold thing was like, it was like the only time, but like, but I like that because I'm like, okay, for example, the handcuffs thing wasn't, it was meh, but getting blindfolded, bitch, that was hot. I was like, oh, this is hot.
Really? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it was so hot. It was just so mysterious. I thought it was going to be too, but I was surprisingly not. I think it's maybe because like, I don't know, it could be like a trust thing or whatever. Like, there was just like so much like unknowns. I'm like, oh, what are you going to do next? And that's what turned me on.
What did he do? What did he do?
He like lightly put, it was like a bandana.
Yeah.
Put it over my eyes, obviously. That's where my eyes are. Blindfold, hello. And then like, he would just like take his fingers and like, you know that game where you close your eyes and then you graze your fingers on your arm and you when you say stop, when you know it's like in the middle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then like you're always off because you don't know.
Yes.
It was like that. So you graze his fingers like down to like my dick and my back would like arc because I'm like, arc. English illiterate. I was an ESL. So, what, you know, explains a lot.
I love you.
And then my back would arch literally and because I'm like, I don't know when you're gonna come near it, so that's what was the turn on.
That's hot.
And then like he did that with his tongue when he was about to go suck my dick.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, oh, like when you're gonna, you know, like hurry, like it was really hot. It was really hot. Yeah,
I'm gonna do that with someone.
You should do it.
I can blindfold them.
Get a fucking,
I don't want to get blindfolded yet.
Oh, why don't you blindfold your man?
Maybe when I go.
I love it.
Sorry, can you excited thinking about it? So he sent me that video today. The video at the gym and the guy came behind us and I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God. Okay, guys. Shayna is the most, we just entered the gym. Not even 2.5 seconds in. All of us enter the gym and like, I'm sitting on the bench, like changing my shoes. And there's three of us there. My sister was with us too. And first thing Shayna gets, first thing is like a video of this gigantic fucking trophy looking monstrous porn star penis like on her entire screen. It fits the entire screen of him just jerking it off in the middle of the gym where someone's literally walking behind us.
I'm like, oh shit. I had to show you. This is the dude in Calgary. The one I'm seeing in a month, but like, kind of makes me nervous a little bit, but fuck, it's so beautiful. I had to open it. I was like, oh my God, I love your cock. It's so nice.
It's a beautiful size.
It is, right? Damn. Anyways, next topic, because I'm going to get horny.
How should you explore the booty hole? Like, how should you?
Oh, I don't really know. That?
Like, I think like for this one, the booty hole, like the bum, like anal, whatever I want to say it.
The booty hole.
I personally think like it depends on the situation. Like even your relationship, whatever. I think explore it. I think it's it's like so taboo. Like I'm not gonna lie, every like friend or like couple that has just recently explored and they've been having sex for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can think of my best friend. She's obsessed with it right now. Like, she's like, how have I not explored this before? Like, she is getting more and more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, her partner's making it more comfortable too. But I think you guys should explore it. What do you have to lose? If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Mm-hmm, but exactly.
It's there, like, and there is pleasure there. There's actual fucking like G-spots there. I think you need to like just
do you just
see
like sneak your way down it, or do you ask them first? I would just go down.
I think you just go down.
Yeah, right.
If they squirm, if then they squirm. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm just testing you.
Yeah.
Or like, right? Oh, okay, babe, you didn't like
that. I tried it. So yeah. That's how I tried it with my ex, and he never ever let me eat his ass.
Yeah. Because like, some guys are like, oh, that's gay. Like,
I think that's
gay.
What he thought. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm like, it's let me eat it.
It's not going to turn you into fucking homo.
Like, right? I was like, would you get like 11 years? Let me fucking eat your ass.
Yeah, literally. Like,
never did.
Eat your ass like groceries.
Yeah, he ate my ass.
And just have a conversation. Maybe bring some toys or like put a finger up there. Like, there are, there are a lot of hetero, like straight couples that I know who have done butt things with their partners. And all of them have liked it. Like, not one guy is like, no, you're never going to fucking do that again. Like, once they got comfortable and are doing it, especially when I've heard this is good, and I've had this done too, and it's fucking amazing.
What?
When you get your dick sucked and you are getting fingered, even if it's a little tip, just it is amazing. Because you're hitting that prostate. You're hitting that fucking G-spot. So your like horniness amplifies. Like you're like twitching. Like, oh my God, what is that?
It fucking feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like finger it. Two fingers in the pussy, one in the ass, and eat my pussy at the same time.
Shocker? It's is it called a shocker?
I don't even know. That's the shocker.
I think
the
that's a shocker.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's fucking unreal. That's like my thing. Oh my God, I miss it.
Oh my gosh. So if you're going to do the booty hole, to explore it.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the next one?
Yeah. How about touch and or ways your tongue should work on the body?
Ooh. I think you should be licked all over.
Yeah, lick all over. Like, okay, so I had like, since I started posting pictures of my feet, a lot of dudes messaged me and said like, you have really nice feet, like send me feet pictures, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Or like, you should get paid for those. I'm like, and then one guy said, he said, I didn't know I had a foot fetish until I saw your feet. And he just like kept asking for feet pictures. But I was like, no, like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna send you them. And then I was like, oh shit. I was like, this is a thing. And I was like, I think I want a guy to suck my toes, like when we're having sex. After that,
I love that for you. But how does that anything have to do with the tongue?
That's like the touch thing.
What?
And your ways your tongue should work in the body
with your feet.
Yeah, because you said head to your toes. So I was like, oh yeah. I was like, I want the toes thing. Yeah, but because you know, like you're sucking someone from head to toe. Oh. Like you know, most people don't actually do that. I don't think
I sucked a toe. My ex has toe before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, like what? Like once, but he didn't like it. But I secretly kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did, right?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. I'm not a feet person. I hate feet. I think they're fucking gross. Yeah. I like my feet. My feet are cute.
Your feet are cute, though. Yeah. Your feet are cute. My feet are disgusting.
Yeah.
It's true, though. They're like, I don't even know.
They're not disgusting. They're just not that attractive.
Yeah, which is disgusting. They're not like, I know what you mean. They're not like foot fungus, but my feet can use some work, for sure.
Maybe you should just go for pedicures more often.
Yeah, I'm getting one Thursday. But the tongue, I think you guys should utilize that fucking tongue of yours. Like, you can like lick different areas. You can like use your tongue to tease, like
by the ears. Like my favorite
ears, the best.
Oh. But even like before you give them head or eat them out, like any type of head before you do it, like. Use your tongue in between like their legs, like on their thighs and the inner thighs.
Inner thighs.
Yes. Inner thighs.
Inner thighs.
Yeah, it's such
that
a tease.
It is such a tease.
Because you're like waiting, like, hey, when are you gonna fucking start eating my pussy?
Or
like
a little
hello.
Bite too, like a little like nibble. Not like you know, like a little like like a, not like I don't like hard bites.
Yeah.
But like if there's a little nibble,
yeah.
A little bite, or like, oh my gosh, and licking of the nipples, that's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Do that.
Oh yes.
And do that to your men or girls or whoever. You know what I mean? Like I was thinking like straight couples. Do all these things because like again some guys are like, oh my god, what are you doing?
Yeah,
but guys love it. Just do it.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Yeah,
just
I've tried
do
it.
Like
yeah,
because
just
like,
try it all. Yeah. Like yeah, use your tongue in like all parts of the body.
There's nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose
when you're like, oh, they're gonna talk to their buddies like, oh my god, like she did that. Like the guys or the girls or whoever, they're gonna like, what the fuck, like,
right?
They did that and you freaked out, like shut
doesn't
the fuck
make
up.
You any less of a man or no. Anything like that. But I don't like kissing them when they're like really hairy. Like I can't kiss your chest if you're really hairy. I can't kiss your like legs and shit if you're really hairy.
You don't want hair between your teeth, right?
Literally, ew. Gross. I don't think I've ever heard anyone who's super hairy anyways, but yeah.
Ooh. How should you, I think we talked about this, like how should you explore things with toys,
yeah,
with other persons. Again, just like talk about it, have like open communication about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are little how should you section. Next, we're just going to go over like a quick embarrassing funny story just to end off the podcast with. Because yeah. I think I have a really funny story because it was just like so fucking, it was just like bad.
Okay,
it was
go just so tell bad. Us.
Okay, so I went on a date with this guy and right away from the date, I was like, okay, this is not going to go anywhere like future wise. I felt like I was with like my best girlfriend or something, but my ass was like, you know what, let's just go back to my place and have some fun. We'll just see how it goes, you know. Oh my god. Like, this is start to be following my intuition podcast. I did not follow my intuition at all during this entire setting. So he kissed me from the kiss. I was like, oh, the kiss was not great. And I was like, oh my gosh. But I was just like, you know what, let's just keep it going. And we're making out like on my couch. And now it's getting pretty hot and heavy. And I was like, okay, I think I can make this maybe work. But at the same time, again, like the kissing was just not there. Like he wasn't like, he was just a bad kisser. I think that's what it was. Like I think he just
the worst.
Did. And that's like a turnoff for me. Like I need you to be able to kiss me. Like mm-hmm. you need to like learn how to kiss.
Straight up.
So he was, it didn't start off really great. And then he was like doing things to me or whatever, and then I was like, okay, let's go check the ding-a-ling out and just see what is going on there. And oh my god. I cannot. So I went to go reach down to go grab his dick, and I didn't even like touch the front of it, like not the front of it, like the actual thing. It was like over his boxers. First of all, it just was just weirdly shaped. I can just feel it. It felt very like,
what do you mean?
Like it was like, it felt like I was holding like a pencil, like a skinny pencil.
Oh.
That, and I was just like, what? I don't know. But it just wasn't just that. Like I was like, okay, let's just go for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like the foreskin of it was like, it was like, I don't know, because I've been guys that are uncut or uncut,
yeah,
and like it's always like pulled back or some of it or whatever, but it wasn't at all. So that part, like, not to be judgy, but like it just wasn't working for me. And maybe it's because of my first one,
right?
But like, but I still went for it. That's the embarrassing part. I was just like, okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah.
And then it was so wet. Oh my god. It was like usually that turns me on, but like when I like in the inside of the skin, it was drenched. Like it
maybe
wasn't appealing.
He probably came or something.
I don't know. And then
oh my god,
he's like, is everything okay to me? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. He's like,
and then I remember
like,
the
and
story.
Then I was like, I think I'm a little bit drunk. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And like I kind of felt bad, but I shouldn't have felt bad, obviously. I was obviously in a very vulnerable position by myself, maybe or something. But altogether, like it was wet, the foreskin was so big, and then I was laughing in the middle of it. That's was even more embarrassing because I was laughing and I was, and my stupid ass wasn't stopping.
You're
it
laughing.
She'd be like, oh my god, let's stop, because like
I love you.
He just kept trying to keep going, and
you're a champ,
bless his soul. I don't know if that was an embarrassing story, if that was like my worst experience. I think that I would consider it as like one of my worst
embarrassing story for him.
Yeah,
worst
sorry
experience for you.
Yeah. It's actually one of my worst experiences in bed, because overall, like from
I
beginning to
this.
End, I feel like if he was a good kisser and he did other things, like he didn't tease, like, and if he did tease, it wasn't good. Like it was just like
I think he came. Like, why was he so wet? I remember when he told me this story, she was like, dude, that's gross.
But I feel like he would have, like, said it or, like, something.
Wasn't it sticky, you said, though?
Sticky.
He wouldn't have said it.
It was just,
shy.
Like, it was, like, a bowl full of, like,
it was a lot of
wet pre-cum, but folded over with skin, and it was just, like, I just don't know. And then, like, I just don't
first
know.
First experience, it's okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's
bless
fucking
his soul.
Hilarious.
He's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
But, no. See, I'm being too nice again. I need to stop that. It was a terrible experience. Anyways, okay. Do you have an embarrassing story?
The one I can think of is probably When I last year, when my ex came down,
this ex is coming a lot in this podcast. You're gonna be fucking yeah. Sure,
I hope so. Fuck, I've been manifesting. I'm like, please let me fuck him. Anyways, yeah. Remember, I don't know where you were. You went somewhere. Do you remember when he came down?
Last year.
Like, I was having a rough time. Yeah, and then he came down. Anyways, so he came down, and we went out drinking one day, and then the next day. So whenever this motherfucker drank the next day, because we always obviously fucked in the morning, or whatever. It's like all day hangover sex, right? His cum tastes so fucking bad. Ugh. This time it tasted like poison. So we were fucking in the living room with like all the blinds, everything was open, like it was hot. And you know how like our neighbors are so close. They probably saw me. You know how we saw that guy fucking? Oof. I was like, oh my God, someone's gonna see us fucking.
Dude,
whatever.
He like literally fucked for 20 seconds.
Yeah. He had like three different girls though, right? Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, we're fucking on the couch and we were fucking on the edge of the couch. I remember I was bent over and he's railing me so hard and I was like, oh shit, like I'm gonna squirt or something. I don't think I squirted. But after when he was coming, like so basically he's fucking me in that position, yeah. Doggy style, right? Then he was going to come and I went down on my knees. I crouched down on my knees. So I was squatting on my knees and he was coming in my mouth. And it tasted so fucking bad, Kevin. Like poison. Remember I told you it tasted like poison? Yeah. I fucking peed on the floor. Like I literally peed.
Oh my God.
And I swallowed it too.
There's like a puddle of
piss too,
right?
I tasted it.
It
hit the back of my throat. I was like, oh.
Oh, that must have been nasty.
We drank so much the day before and it was so bad. And I literally peed like a little puddle. Yeah.
But you're and I was champ, like, though. Did you
like,
swallow?
Peed,
did
I
you
stopped,
swallow?
I peed. I stopped. I peed. I stopped. And then I told him, I was like, I just fucking peed on the floor because your cum is so bad. I was like, yeah, I swallowed it. Obviously, wow. I'm not a little bitch. I'm going to take it. Like, it's him, right? So for him, I do it. So yeah. I swallowed it. And I was like, but it's better to swallow it than have it sitting in your fucking mouth, like tasting it. It tastes like poison.
I would have puked.
Drinking, like, hangover. It's happened with a few guys where I've, like, tasted like, ew. Like, the next morning when we fuck, I'm like, ew. Fucking, he's gross. I want to swallow the shit. Ugh. Anyways. Ugh.
But you peed.
But it was so
I
funny.
Love that.
I literally peed a puddle on the floor because it's so bad.
Maybe next time if you're having hangover sex, you're going to give a blowjob, you might have to wear a pair of Depends. Just kidding.
Right? I don't even wear underwear. How am I going to wear Depends?
Just kidding. You actually thought about it?
Fuck.
I love it. Are we in underwear right now?
No.
Oh, I love that. We're going to have at a sleepover tonight, guys. Literally, we are, though.
You sick fuck. Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God.
Good times, though. I love all the experiences I've had. I'm so grateful.
I love how deep that was.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for all the experience I've learned and I've grown everything and I've become like this horny freak who just wants to do all these things. I think because we never did those things. So now I'm just let's do all these wild things.
Well, like,
you encouraged me today to eat booty.
I love that. Oh, fuck. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you encouraged me to swallow load. Doesn't matter how fucking nasty it is, you just fucking swallow it.
Swallow it. Take it like a champ. Don't be a little bitch. It's protein. Come on, get your protein, bitch. Gains.
I love that. Well, I think also, like, speaking about that, I think it's because, and we're actually going to make this as one of our topics, is we do want to normalize talking about sex in our culture.
Oh,
specifically in our barter culture. I think it's a topic we want to talk about and cover it. So we'll definitely be covering that. But I don't know, another fun, freaky deaky episode
about sex. Favorite thing in the world, sex.
Oh my Nothing gosh better. Guys, well, I hope you guys are all having a good jolly old time in the bedroom, outside the bedroom.
I hope this turns some of you on, not gonna lie.
I hope this encourages you guys to bang.
Yeah,
if you guys, if there is, if you're listening and if this encourage you guys to get, you know, have your sex on or whatever, please let us know.
Yeah, please tell
us. Please let
us know.
We'll really make our day. And if you do, we'll share that story on the pod.
Yeah, anonymously, don't worry.
Anonymously.
Yeah.
Because we would love to share.
Let us know if we helped you guys.
I don't know. Maybe there's other peers out there after swallowing a load.
Yeah. Let me know. Yeah.
Or maybe there is other experiences where there's oversized, I don't even know, with wetty mushroom. I don't even know what I'm saying, but you know what I mean. But we'd love to hear feedback. But
let us know.
On that note, definitely give us a rating, leave a review, let us know how we can do better. Feedback is always welcome. It helps us create more shit for you guys because we love what to do. Next week, I guess we should tell them about next week's episode.
Yeah.
So I'm going on a little trip to Mexico, and I'm so sad because my other half is not coming.
I know, I'm sorry.
So sad. But it's for my dad's 60th, and we're not going to be releasing an episode next week. However, that could very well change. Shayna might,
I might hop on something. The pod
and yeah. release something. But
if you guys want to hear something, let me know.
There could be a chance, so we will see. Because yeah, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some girl talk or something.
I don't know. I haven't thought about what it would be, but I was like, maybe I will hop on. But who knows? Maybe I'll take vacation myself. We'll see.
Yeah, for the grind, and then we'll be back at it as soon as I'm back. We'll hop on another episode.
Yeah.
But again, thanks so much for tuning in. We will TTYL, and I'll get the fuck out. Just kidding.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.